Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. I am so excited to be here with a man that I admire. I think he's so cool. And even though he's my peer, he's still cooler than me. I have the amazing Christian Lett in the building.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm feeling blessed. How are you?
I feel blessed always. I'm a little scratchy in the voice right now. So if I sound a little bit more mellow than I normally do, I don't think our listeners are worried about it.
I don't think so at all.
We haven't spoken in a while because we're both pretty busy people. Mm-hmm. You know, for those that don't know who you are, what's a nice little synopsis of Christian Lett?
Yeah, I can do that. Christian Lett, entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, bar owner, father. Yeah, to sum it up.
Those are all good things, all cool things. Are you a native Toledoan?
I am from Toledo, Ohio. I grew up in the OS Den, to be exact. Grew up on Glenwood, moved over to Robin Wood a few years later. I went to school in the OS Den, went to Rosary Cathedral growing up.
Nice.
Later years, got to high school, went to Central Catholic, graduated from Central, and my journey pretty much started from that path on.
Oh, that's so cool. Tell us about your upbringing in OS Den. That's one of my favorite neighborhoods in Toledo.
Tell us how it was. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Like a magical place.
Yeah, it was nice. Big houses. You still within the inner city, of course, as we all know. Most of my childhood friends grew up, you know, in the same perimeter as me. Went to school, like I said, in all those areas. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I think that WGT did a documentary called Magic of the Old West End. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have not. I got to check it out now for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely, definitely. You also went to the University of Toledo, right?
I did.
You did? I think that when I met you, you were a party promoter in college.
Sounds about right.
What were you studying? What were you studying?
Business, marketing, and then minor in entrepreneurship.
That's what you got your degree in, right?
Yes.
And but you're still the cool kid on campus. But wait, let's get even deeper. You are an identical twin.
I am, yes.
Yeah. So unfortunately, your brother could not make it. Give him a little shout out.
Yeah. My brother, Chris Burlett, serial entrepreneur, co-bar owner of my partner, I should say. Mm-hmm. He could not make it, but, you know, I'm here for him.
Christopher, we love you.
We love you, buddy.
But so you were at the University of Toledo, and y'all started by what, doing like icebreakers or something?
Yeah. So we had the opportunity to host our first icebreaker. I was actually like a senior in high school when we did our first hosting one. We were always a year apart in school. So when I finally got on campus the following year, just, you know, took off from there.
Did you bring any celebrities here or no? You just was kind of doing the icebreakers and they just was too packed, like, because they were like really packed.
Yeah, that's correct. We didn't really start, you know, indulging into bringing celebrities until like later on in the years, you know, 5 years within it. But prior to that, you know, if it was celebrities coming in town, it was just love.
Because they heard about how
correct.
Great your yep. events were.
Correct.
Wow, that's
correct.
Really good. Yep. So I know you're also really big into fashion.
Yes.
I think you were styling people in college too.
Yeah, I was. I was styling people in closet. Then I transitioned to doing closet cleanups. And then
that was your hustle at school?
Yeah, that was my hustle in school. That and party promoting. I didn't even work a job. And,
how much were you charging to clean their closet?
It was like $100 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, $100 an hour.
How long would you take to clean a closet?
Oh, 3 hours.
I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And they were like, what did that do for them?
It made their lives easier from A to Z. So I color coordinated. We'd get rid of the out-of-date things, out-of-season things, box those things up, put them in a safe spot, and make your life easier when you wake up in the morning.
And you just woke up one day like, my closet's clean, I can make your closet. Or did people come to you and say?
It started off, honestly, I had a friend that went to Kent State, and she was doing something like that. She's like, I think it'd be good for you to do it. You know, I think you actually have like the clientele to make it work. And I ran with it. And I ended up pulling my brother onto the team, and we just made it a full company.
For the whole 4 years you were in school?
Whole 4 years I was in school.
Wow. I didn't know that until you told me that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who do you feel like had a great impact on shaping the man you are today? Like, you can name one person or a few people.
My granddad, 1,000%. I love how he walked. I love how he talked. I got my style from him. That's what really made me come up with one of my companies, my sunglass company.
What's his name?
Keith Pitts.
Okay.
Yeah. My granddad. He worked for Tartar Bus. He literally retired a few years ago. Great man. Great mentor.
Stylish, I'm assuming.
Yeah. He got some style to himself.
Right. That is amazing. I love it when the elders in our family influence the great people we are today.
1,000%.
That's good. How has being an entrepreneur aided you in making Toledo a better place?
Just being a bridge that I feel like a lot of young adults and even younger kids, that they feel like they only can, you know, do something negative in order to make an impact or be this statue in life, or, you know, you got to be an athlete. You know, and I feel like we built that pillar to where you don't have to do that. You can do your own thing. You can build your own route and it'll work. You got to just stick to the script. And from there on out, you know, you just believe in yourself, you trust in God, and everything else will follow.
I know that even though you are a nightclub owner, which is really cool because you own like one of the only African American nightclubs downtown,
correct,
but you're not just using that for the regular thing a nightclub is for. You actually have outreach events and like I think you guys were doing financial.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. So one of our buddies, Andrew Clausen, he's a financial advisor. He does most of our networking nights. We do it essentially. We try to do it once, twice a month, and that's pretty like our. That's where we grab the attention that you, the clientele that you typically won't see in there, to connect with people. You rub shoulders, shake hands, meet new faces, and you know you never know where it'll take you.
So, yeah, because when I saw that, I was like, "What? We're having like financial literacy nights at the nightclub? That's so great."
Yeah.
So do you have any special projects coming up or events that are community-based or anything like that? Because I know a lot of the things that you do is in that realm.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing that I want to go for is, you know, Christmas season is coming up. I definitely want to adopt some families, give back in that way. Even if it's one or two, I just want to be a help to as best as we can to somebody in the community that'll need that help. So, yeah, reach out.
I think that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
That is one thing I really love about you and your brother. You guys always thinking about the community, always thinking about, I don't know, your love of Toledo is just so massive.
For sure.
So is there anything you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes. I would say if you can achieve it in the mind, you can achieve it in the physical. Nothing is too far out of reach. And, you know, set a goal, make it obtainable, and just go after it. Just go after it. You're going to hear a lot of yeses. You're going to hear a lot of noes. Probably more no's than yes's. And just keep that in mind. You can achieve it in the mind. You can achieve it in the physical.
I know what you're saying is true, because how long did it take you guys to open up your bar?
Yeah, we got the building. We were 25 years old. We didn't officially open until I was 28.
And so what stopped you from giving up?
Just the perseverance more than anything, just having that installed inside a young age, and just understanding that nothing worth having in life is going to ever be, it's never going to come to you easy. And it was just the trial that we had to go through.
Well,
it was well worth it.
You inspire me. I think that you're younger than me, right?
Yeah.
And you just have always, you and your brother have always inspired me. So I just am very grateful to be your peer and watch you grow and all that.
Thank you. I can say the same. You understand.
Appreciate you.
Of course.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE, voices around us.